Was it a random bumping of molecules that set the entire universe in motion? Or was it carefully and thoughtfully orchestrated? Oh, by God. Theologians and scientists may be on opposite sides of the discussion, but still, we search for answers and purpose. In the next installment on the Engaging Catholicism series from Ave Maria Press comes Creation, A Catholic's Guide to God and the Universe. Author Christopher Baglow helps to neutralize the unnecessary conflict between faith and science. Krista is the director of the Science and Religion Initiative in the McGrath Institute for Church Life. Well, and he's joining us today. Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Chris, I must say you have managed to get quite a bit of information on creation in a very compact book. So let's start here. The Bible gives us an understanding of creation happening over 6 days, and then apparently it was so much work, well, God took a day off. Was that the end of it, and then nature took over, or is God constantly creating every day?
Oh, it's definitely the latter. For Catholics, the Bible is ultimately telling us about why God created, the deepest meaning of the universe, the deepest identity of things that go far beyond what any cosmologist or a biologist could tell us, right? And what our doctrine of creation tells us is that God is right now saying, let there be light, right now saying, let the earth teem with living things. Creation is not about something that happened at the first moment of time. Creation is about what happens at every moment of time. Right now, God is causing all things to be and, out of his goodness, causing them to be causes of each other. And so, faith and science go hand in hand. Science tells us how things cause each other on their own level. Faith tells us that God is the ultimate cause of all causes.
Well, Chris, in your book, in explaining a kind of a scientific random evolution of just things bumping into each other, you use that ever popular license plate road trip game. Kids today are really missing out.
I know they are. Back in the day when I took road trips, it just was you actually had to look at the landscape around you, and part of that landscape were other cars. So my sisters and I, we would compete with each other, looking for license plates from different states, and we'd get a point for every one we found, right? And that brings us to that whole issue, interestingly enough, of chance and purpose in the universe. From one perspective, the cars that we saw on the road, it was a matter of chance. You didn't know what other cars would be there. You know, if you could, driving from Louisiana, where I'm from, to, you know, the Smoky Mountains or to the Florida Panhandle, it was really cool when you saw an Alaska license plate or a Hawaii license plate. Those should have gotten extra points, right? But all of those people driving those cars had a purpose for being there. It was chance from our perspective because we didn't know that whole purpose. We couldn't see how it all came together. But for God, at least from that perspective, nothing is a matter of chance. For God, the chance that we see in the universe is actually part of a wider plan by which he allows his creatures to pursue the ends for which he created them and ultimately to bring about this amazing universe that we study through science.
Chris Baglow is joining us today. His new book is Creation, A Catholic's Guide to God and the Universe. Well, as I said in the open, Chris, your book, really compact, just like the rest of the Engaging Catholicism. You've gotten a lot of information in a mere 130 pages here. But what is important, and I think you could maybe write volumes on, though, is real simple. And that's the question, why? Why did God create us? If all the possible things that God would do, he created each of us. And apparently, he does it continually. Again, the question that scientists, theologians, always searching for, the why. What do you say?
Oh, well, ultimately, he created us because God is love, and all things exist through the love of God. At least that's how the great English mystic Julian of Norwich put it in her reflections on creation. And that's one of the things I talk about in the very first chapter of the book. I think that a lot of times today, people think of creation as a matter of mechanics, divine mechanics, and divine power. But the deepest reality is that creation is about divine artistry and divine love. And that God, who is perfect freedom, creates a world that of perfect freedom that freely develops so that it can produce creatures like you and I who are capable of loving him in return. That's the ultimate, the deepest meaning of why, or deepest answer to the question why.
Well, Chris, so if us Catholics will say, and Christians and all those that believe in creation, we have an understanding, we've kind of come to a point here. And then opposite that, there's that pure science, the one that's telling us it's molecules and it's the bumping of and it's the evolution. And we got to look at the billions of years that it took us to evolve. Is there a common ground or a place where we can exist between our faith and what, well, science really has kind of proven some things about?
The whole Catholic intellectual tradition is about finding that place. One of the things I do as I talk in the book is I talk about St. Augustine and his amazing idea that life, including human life, must have been created by God from the very first moment of the universe as a potential in the universe to develop because of God's wisdom, right? He would create a universe that was capable of doing his will. And his will, as we learn in the first creation account, is that the world be filled with all kinds of living creatures. So there you have this kind of openness from the theological perspective that can be filled in with the details from the science perspective, from that pure perspective of science that we talk about, which doesn't seek to tell us why the universe was made, but does seek to tell us how the universe was made and how it develops even today.
Well, Chris, after getting through quite a bit of understanding about creation, about setting some, we'll say, ground rules about faith and then also about science, now you take your book and you link evolution to the resurrection. How were those joined?
Sure. Well, that's actually an idea that was stimulated in my mind by Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI. In his book on Jesus of Nazareth, he talks about Jesus' resurrection as a kind of evolutionary leap, right? Jesus moving forward to a new way of living. You kind of think of it this way. In evolution, biology had to develop over billions of years in order for it to produce a creature that was capable of love, us, you and I, right? Of love in the true sense in which we image God in the way that we know and love. Well, in the resurrection, love, thanks to Jesus' offering of himself on the cross, becomes the foundation of life. The situation is reversed. Now, our everlasting life is founded on the love of Jesus, which never disappoints and never wavers. And that's the message of the resurrection for all of humanity. Not something that just happened to this one person, this divine person who happened to also be fully human, but what path it opens up for a new heavens and a new earth in which God will be all in all, as St. Paul says.
Well, the name of the book is Creation, A Catholic's Guide to God and the Universe. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Its author, Christopher Baglow, is joining me today. Chris, the good deacon, well, he's a scientist, and I could imagine him and a group of his friends or a mom's group getting together and using this as a study guide, because along with this, people have the ability to download a study guide and some questions. What can they find in that guide?
Oh, just some questions that are based on the chapter that can open things up for further discussion, the various chapters that can open things up for further discussion. It's a really nice, handy tool that makes this book something that can go beyond just individual reading and individual interest to something that people can share at the parish level, at the men's group, or whatever else it might be.
Oh, well, it is a wonderful opportunity to get together, and it's a great resource, especially when you've got to tackle a big subject like creation. Again, the author, Christopher Baglow. Christopher, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Brenda. Thank you very much for having me.
So the name of that book in its entirety, Creation, A Catholic's Guide to God and the Universe. Again, it is out by Ave Maria Press, and it is part of the Engaging Catholicism series. I will be sure to add links to where you can find that full series, and you'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.